Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with fire you need to hear, so lend me your ear. Shalom, everyone. I hope that you're enjoying your Sunday morning. Today is March 8th, 2020, and again, I'm your host, Savoir Faire. It's a pleasure to be coming to you. I am actually coming today with my first episode, and I promised to give you the article from the scientists that said that the coronavirus was carried into Earth's atmosphere on a fragment of a comet. And this is a piggyback to a prior episode. Do check it out. It was called Plagues and Pestilences. A lot of great information in there, and I think that it'll help everyone to have a little bit more understanding. So I'm going to read the article to you, and then at the end, I will come in with a little bit of commentary. Feel free to send me a message here on Anchor. I do have the privilege to podcast on their platform. And I am being distributed to several other resources, Breaker, Radio Chatter, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and soon to come some others. So please listen in. This channel is my baby. I would love to see it grow. I am definitely accepting any donations or sponsorships so that I can level this up and hopefully go to a visual broadcast in the next few months. So please, if you love what I'm saying, you want to know more, you want me to be able to dig a little deeper and really bring forth the truth that we're not getting in mainstream media and from our top officials, please feel free to go to the link at the bottom and become an avid listener and donate. Thank you. Now let's get into this article. It is from The Expressed, The Express in its EXPRESS. The article was written by Nathan Raoul. It came out on Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. And how I fell upon this information is supernatural in and of itself. Someone found the article and posted it. I wanted to be able to share it, but it is very difficult to share, which gives me even more promise that this article is not fake. And I will be digging deeper to find some more information on this subject. But if you can, lend me your ear and I'm gonna go ahead and read the article to you. Coronavirus was carried into the Earth's atmosphere on a fragment of comet which spewed out hundreds of trillions of viral particles. Medics fear the disease, which can be spread before victims show any symptoms, could spark a global pandemic. The emergence of the new strain of coronavirus is thought to be the result of panspermia, ineffective agents in space, which eventually reach the Earth's atmosphere. Scientists have long held that viruses, bacteria, and strands of DNA exist in space carried on comets and meteorites. They can drift into the Earth's stratosphere before falling to the surface of the planet, posing a risk to human health, they say. The emergence of the novel coronavirus is thought to be the result of a specific meteorite hit recorded in China last autumn. Professor Chandra Wickramasinghe of the Buckingham Center for Astrobiology said, quote, "The sudden outbreak of a new coronavirus is very likely to have a space connection. The strong localization of the virus within China is the most remarkable aspect of the disease." End quote. In October last year, a fragment of a comet exploded in a brief flash in North China. Quote, "We think it probable that this contained embedded within it a monoculture of infective 2019 nCoV virus particles that survived in the interior of the incandescent meteor. We consider the seemingly outrageous possibility that hundreds of trillions of ineffective viral particles were then released embedded in the form of fine carbon noxious dust. We believe infectious agents are prevalent in space, carried on comets, and can fall towards Earth through the troposphere. These, we think, can and have in the past gone on to bring about human disease epidemics. Professor Wickrenstange believes panspermia is a common route of viral and bacterial emergence on Earth. While whole organisms can arrive, another route is via strands of DNA, the building blocks of life, which supercharge bugs already here. The particles drift to the planet in a similar way before being taken up by the harmless germs, turning them into killing machines. Professor Wickrenstange said, "We believe this could have happened with the novel coronavirus. While it is likely it arrived as a new infective agent, there could be an element of mutation triggered by DNA arriving in a similar manner. We have evidence that even in the human genome, 40% of our DNA is viral and it has been incorporated during our evolution. There is growing evidence that says this DNA comes from space, and it is carried into our atmosphere on micrometeorites before dissipating. It is then taken up by bacteria and viruses. That new insert could have come from space. This disturbing outbreak is due to this. There is no doubt meteorites carry living structures. The unusually virulent nature of the coronavirus could trigger a global pandemic," he warned. He said, quote, "The pattern of further global spread of the new coronavirus is likely to follow a high level of person-to-person infectivity. The virus will then acquire endemic status," end quote. That's the article. I implore you to go online and look it up yourself. It is on The Express. The author is Nathan Rao. It was created Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. And it deals with a meteorite that burst over northern China in October last year, releasing DNA and viral particles into the atmosphere that created this virus. It's worth looking into. If you can't find the article, you can message me and I will do my best to send you the link. But again, I had extreme trouble trying to get the share button to work. I don't think they really want this out. But it is important to note that according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 24, and it says, "The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed." And verse 21 says, "The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord will smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish." And when we did the definition of plague, again, I'll read them. Anything that afflicts or troubles, calamity, scourge, any contagious epidemic, disease that is deadly, especially bubonic plague. The informal definition, a nuisance, annoyance, any of various calamities sent down as divine punishment, an infection of the lungs. Pestilence, defined, means a deadly and overwhelming disease that affects an entire community. The Black Plague, a disease that killed over 30% of Europe's population, was certainly a pestilence. Pestilence is also one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse in Revelation, a fatal epidemic disease. And if you go back to plague and pestilences and my third episode, we covered how in this chap chapter of Deuteronomy when discussing the curses that come upon the earth when the people are wicked or when wickedness comes. These are things that happen. Dust as rain, powder as rain. In that dust and powder are viruses and diseases. I think it's important to note that it's not a coincidence that we are dealing with this right now with all the wicked things happening in our world, in our land. And I find it very, very, very startling that our top officials, all the way down to our fellow citizens, are not taking this seriously. They are still going to packed events. They're not even considering the fact that this is not just a flu. So this particular episode won't be as long. I really just wanted to convey the article. I did read it verbatim because I was having trouble sharing it. And I implore you to dig in yourselves. Don't just take my word for things. And if I get something wrong, let me know. I do my best to be as truthful as possible. If I am going to pass an opinion, I let it be known that this is my opinion, my thoughts, my theory. Outside of that, the information that I'm bringing, I definitely spend all day researching it. Because it's important, and a lot of people don't have time to do that. They have families, they have jobs, things they're dealing with, or they just don't know, and they trust very highly in our system to give them the truth. And unfortunately, with this particular situation, it seems a lot of people are in denial. And people say that they believe in the Most High, our Creator, our Elohim, but they refuse to connect the dots of the word to even science, even events. And it's a wealth of information there. And while some of it is starting to be censored, I would suggest and implore you to use your light that shines through you and go and find it out, because it's the one thing that will protect you and keep your mind sane in these crazy times. I will be back later on today with some more information. I've been looking into what facts have been going on. We know for a fact that last night, starting at 10 p.m. their time, Italy, specifically Northern Italy, Lombardy, and the state of Lombardy and 11 other states are on complete quarantine lockdown. That means no one can come in and no one can go out, not even on the street. I'm interested to see how that is about to play out. We've already seen in China them welding the doors of many people inside their homes. We've seen the mass graves in Iran. We've seen whistleblowers do their best to tell the truth and be murdered for it, be locked away, be literally taken away and disappear, and no one knows where they are or how to find them. And in countries like China and Iran, it is very difficult to get out the truth. So blessings to those that let go of fear to tell the world that this is not business as usual and the horrors that they are facing. Read, study, listen. And if you don't have time, please come to my podcast page. I will be updating several times a day, more than likely, because so much is happening right now. We have not even gotten into the locust and what's going on with that. The fires in Australia are still going on. There's been some fires in Argentina. There's some things happening over in Venezuela. I know that they have situations where some of their states don't have a hospital at all. And they are still having these huge festivals, huge music gatherings, concerts. It's really about to get bananas. And later on today, I will be uploading more information about that. Again, this article came from express.com by Nathan Rao. China China scientist admits coronavirus came from a meteor. So it's worth listening to. If you need to, rewind. Go back, listen again. I don't expect to find a lot of scientific information easily about this subject, because then that is like you have to admit that God's word is real. And I will say that when they made the comment that 40% of our DNA is viral and has been incorporated during our evolution, just the fact of evolution is denying the Most High again. And they're going to learn that you can't do that. It's going to become a situation where either you're going to accept that he is real and accept that things are not as they seem, or you're just going to be left here wondering why, how, what, when. And remember, my lovelies, preparation, not panic. And again, this is your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear. Come and listen some more to Amethyst Dynasty. Thank you.